Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch, live from Paris. We're here.
Yay.
It's the morning after the show.
I'm exhausted.
We are so tired.
Ew, my feet are probably so gross.
No, I didn't. Mine are hiding. Like, I have to hide them. You were walking your bare feet on the floor. Yeah. We'll get into that. We had a spectacular time.
Oh my God, it was the best. Maybe best night of my life, I think.
No, like, it was like a
top five, for sure.
I'm kind of in shock still.
Like, I know.
I really have not really processed. We're obviously wearing sunglasses because our eyes are swollen.
I was ripping my pen at like 9 in the morning.
Yeah, of course.
I just I just haven't felt like a normal human being in the past like 12 hours.
It's the only way. And the thing about it is like this woman puts on a show that not only is just a good show, but it's also a religious and cathartic experience. And that is something that we continue to preach about this show. And you just have to remember that when you go in, like you have to prepare to cry for 3.5 hours straight. You have to prepare to not sit down. You have
it's
to
like an exorcism almost.
No, it really is. It really, really is. And so we obviously were night two, La Défense in Paris. That is where we were. For us, it was the second night of the new reveal of like new stuff in the show. We obviously both had gone to a couple of concerts in the States. I only went to MetLife Night One. What were your concerts? I know you always say them.
Philly Night One and MetLife Night Two and Three.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, we're not new to the game. However, it's been a while. It's been a year.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It was really exciting to kind of you know, put this trip together and get everybody here. We of course started the evening with drama. Mm. Well, first let's talk about our outfits. Our outfits were slay.
Your outfit was next level.
It came out
a
really
woman
good.
Asked Kelly if she could take her picture because she said she's taking pictures of her favorite outfits.
It was
which
it
is
really
the
made,
ultimate compliment.
It was
that
wonderful.
You could get.
Like I felt great with that. Like I was just that made my whole day.
Yeah.
Loved that so much. And yeah, it all came together. The cape worked out.
The cape.
I ended up getting that thing. I was crafting. I was putting.
You literally look like her.
Glue. I know.
That was crazy.
That was the vibe. Like I was trying to look like her. But I was wearing tights. So many people thought that my tights were my legs in a way that makes me think that like the world is not okay. Obviously they were like, what? Everybody was like, wow, how'd
you
get your legs
really
so shiny?
That's a compliment to you.
No, but like in what world? That's not, human bodies don't look like that.
Yeah,
like,
it that's was a, crazy that they thought that
they were like the kind of tights you buy on Amazon that like literally Taylor wears. Like she wears those tights and then she wears like fishnets over it. Like that's, you know, people know that. And but they were like not even the same color as my skin, and they were like shiny as fuck. And everyone was like, "Wow, what kind of oil did you use?" I was like, "They're tights."
So just
keep that in mind.
Right.
And then your outfit was so perfect.
I literally fought for my life for
you
that
fought
outfit.
For your life.
And it ended
explain
up,
the drama. Did you explain all the drama last?
No,
time?
I just spent a way too much money in general on this outfit. Yeah. And
but it was so good.
It was worth it. Yeah. But like I did not realize that it would put me in this much of financial upset.
Crippling debt.
Yeah. But it's
fine. Sometimes you go into crippling debt unexpectedly, you know?
Exactly.
That's usually
and
the
heels were definitely a no. Don't ever wear heels to a Taylor Swift concert, especially canned heels. So,
oh no! Yeah, that was a crazy thing. The thing with the shoes is like you were. Did you talk? We didn't talk about your bedazzle, your glitter.
I tried to glitter. Fiasco. I tried to DIY glitter boots.
They were
like
bad.
I tried to put glitter on white cowboy boots. It was a fiasco. I don't know what I was thinking. I thought I was like freaking Martha Stewart in this bitch, but they were terrible.
So bad. Like,
they looked
are you a good like crafter?
No,
like,
no, I'm not.
You just were like, today's the day.
I don't know what came over me. I
DIY just, some boots.
If anything, I should have tried at least just painting them.
Painting maybe. When I went to Michael's looking for my glitter glue, I saw some spray paint and I thought about that maybe being an option for you. And then I was like, again, I don't know what kind of craft level she's at, but
level zero.
I probably would have gotten all over your deck was kind of what I thought about,
right?
You know,
which would have been bad,
which would have been a nightmare. So but yeah, we had, what are you pointing?
Do you see the flies?
Oh, I do see them because there's wine everywhere and the windows were open all night.
Yeah,
I do see them. Actually, I only see one. Is there multiple? I only see one.
Oh, well,
he's a Parisian. Bonjour. Oh no, there are two. Oh my God, bonjour. Yeah. Fuck. Anyways, we left the windows open because it's just a beautiful.
And it gets Paris really so hot nice. At night.
It's really hot at night. That's a big problem. It's very hot upstairs. Anyway, so your DIYing boots nightmare.
And that perfect to get random shoes from Macy's, and they went great with the outfit, but they were not great for the night. Yeah. And that's okay.
They're navy. And you know what? Navy shoes though are really cute. Like I like a navy shoe.
Yeah, I'll wear those shoes again for sure.
My teeth. Yeah, definitely. They're adorable. But yeah, so we get to the thing.
Let's explain the drama.
Okay, so first it was these flies are like legit fighting in front of us. Like it's a fly fight. It's gonna be a fly fight.
Are they gonna, okay. I think that did it. Come back.
I think you showed them. Oh no, no.
Oh no, here they're back.
Do you think that they're in the way? Like, do you think that what the camera's
what's attracting them? Is what's
I don't know the light. Like, there's lying in a glass of wine. Do you get it? Oh man, I see him up there. Here he is.
Maybe I scared it away. Like now he's definitely not gonna come back because he's like
he's hiding in this space.
Yeah. No, he came back. Oh, my God.
I know. What a cunt. Sorry for saying cunt.
Okay, whatever. Okay. Anyway,
so fiasco. We're all ready to go. Everybody's here. We're drinking some champagne. We're ready. We're blah, blah, blah. We go towards the train, and the stop that we are near doesn't have, like, a ticket machine in it, which we thought it would. But it doesn't.
And yeah, so, the ticket thing is so whack here.
It's crazy.
It's not like...
You have
like,
to like buy a card. But I didn't
but it's
even
not even like a Metro
thing.
Card. It's like a legit ass card.
Right. But did you like put money on it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's...
Well, I bought like day passes.
Got it.
It might work today too.
I hope so too. That would be nice. Like a 24-hour thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, so right. There's no like scanning in with your phone like every other place. Like even New York does that now. So it's kind of like what the fuck was going on here. But the place, the stop near us did not have one. So miraculously, we got onto the train. Pretty sure it's because we snuck through the barrier.
Allegedly,
we snuck through the barrier. And then we had to switch at Opera, which was a big hub that did have the ticket things.
Yes.
So that's where we got them. Got on the train, made it to La Défense, walking around. All in this time, though, I am looking for the concert tickets on my phone, which I had downloaded from a WeTransfer link a week ago when it was sent to us, right? I've never felt, and I think that I was so stressed out mainly because, well, one, because I like couldn't find the fucking tickets. Two, because wherever I downloaded them on my phone, I still at this moment do not know where they are. And I've never felt older in my life. Like something, I did something like I did an old lady thing and I fucked up the thing. And so everyone starts blowing me up. Like we were supposed to like doors didn't open until 5:30. We're like, all right, we're going to get there at 5:30. For some reason, some of my friends were like, let's get there at the crack of dawn. And it like made no sense, right? So we just kept being like, fucking chill. And I had all the tickets. And I kept saying, like, I'm not going to start sending them around because I can't like keep track of which ones we're using.
Who gets what.
Like, I need to just scan everybody in from my phone, which is what I ended up doing. And it was fine. But everybody's blowing me up. Everybody's like, where are you? This, that, whatever. Again, we're not even like late. Like,
it was so stressful.
Was
no, we literally
early.
Got to the stadium at like 5:45.
No, not even that. It was 5:15 we were there. It was just like, it was, you know, all the people were around. It took us a little while to get in there, but
5:30 probably. We got off the train. Right when the doors opened.
At the thing at 5:15.
Okay.
So anyway, we're going through all this bullshit. Everyone's blowing me up. I'm snapping at everyone. I'm like having a panic attack. I'm like telling people to stop blowing me up and like leave me alone. And
it was very stressful.
It was very stressful. Finally, we find somebody that can help us because the problem was the...
A goddess
who I don't even know her name.
I know. I wish I knew
it.
She
was an angel from heaven.
Literally, shout out to that girl because she saved our life.
She saved our lives. So I was kept trying to use the WeTransfer link and it had expired. And so we were looking for like the... will call or like a box office or something to like go and just get the tickets, and it was fine. And once we did that, it was fine, but finding that was nearly impossible.
Yeah, we went to like
four different spots
all the way around, then they took us back around, and then we had to wait to get an email to get the ticket. And the email was taking forever.
It was the longest wait for an email I've ever had. It was like a 7-minute wait for an email. And it was just torture. Like in that time, I was like, I'm going to die right here. And it's all my fault. Like I'm the one that did that, like downloaded the tickets in the wrong spot. And now we're in this position.
No, it's too much pressure to put on one person to have 22
group,
tickets.
No, it was crazy. Our whole group was standing there staring at me, like basically stomping their feet. Like I was like, this is my worst nightmare. And I had this big ass outfit on, like looking like cocky asshole being like, yeah, whatever. Like Taylor Swift. And so that like is still going to give me nightmares for weeks and weeks. But
no, it worked out.
Once we finally got the tickets back and the link back on the phone, scanning everyone in, we were VIP. Then we were rich people.
Yeah.
And all was
and
forgotten.
It was drama-free, stress-free.
Drama-free, stress-free the rest of the time.
The vibes were amazing.
So good.
It was
the
like...
The box situation was nuts.
So nice. It was the inside nuts. Was air-conditioned.
Yep.
Because like the stadium is...
Enclosed.
Mm-hmm. So it was getting hot in there.
It was hot. When I went out to pee finally at one point and then came back and like... into the suite was fine, and then when I went back out into the seat part, I was like, oh god.
Yeah, no, it was like walking into a steam room. Yeah, a little bit.
It was really hot.
It was
very
hot,
humid. But the suite itself, the people that were helping us in the suite, you got to know them.
They were so nice. Shout out Lola and Mia.
Yeah, huge shouts. If you were,
they were
if
so
you were working
cute and so
Lodge
nice.
27, that was us, and we love you so much. Thank you for supplying us with all the champagne we could ever want.
Yeah,
and everything else. Thank you for dealing with all of my drunk ass friends. Oh my god, like my friends were so overserved, it was insane. But we had so many snacks. We had desserts, which I didn't even get any of those macaroons.
I had one because
they looked delicious.
During 1989 set, I was like, I'm either going to pass out or die.
That was
so
me too.
I was like, I need to
eat
something.
I think Shake It Off, I went to pee.
You went, you went to the bathroom and I was like, okay, I need to go inside and sit for like, I sat for pretty much all of 1989.
From 1989, it was
in the air conditioning.
It was just like, it was tough.
We both wore like the worst outfits to wear. Like we both didn't wear hair, didn't bring hair clips. I luckily had like a little hair tie. I could tie my hair.
Yeah.
Both wearing thick ass outfits. Mm-hmm. You had comfortable shoes.
My shoes were comfortable. Like I had those big boots on, but I still was like, those tights were so thick and like constricting that like I could
we were both sweating our dicks off.
Yeah. And I had long sleeve, you know, like sweater material.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. That was a thick ass like bodysuit.
It was thinner than I thought, but still very thick.
But still,
long and sleeve. So, but it was still was really fun, but yes, we needed the break, and the break was lovely. And then,
but the moment, beginning of the show, I guess we should get to, right?
Like what was the beginning?
The opening.
It's
been
how
a long time coming.
How she changed
then
I didn't hear it.
Like, what's the word? It's like, what if I told you I'm back? That's what she says.
Oh, my God. Is that
what
she says?
Long time. Yeah. And then she goes, what if I told you I'm back? It's fearless.
The hospital was a drag. Yeah. I didn't even hear that part.
What song is that? I haven't seen you in so long.
I'm coming out so
the Alchemy. Touchdown. I mean, amateurs and cutting from the team.
Cool.
Yeah.
She's in there. I didn't hear it. I'm going to have to go look at like a feed of
I was
it,
watching so many TikToks last night.
Oh, yeah.
I was up until like 3 just watching TikToks.
That's so nice. To be honest, like I, at that point when it was starting like that, I was so like overwhelmed that I like couldn't even breathe. Same thing as the first time I saw her. I like could not breathe.
I know. I was
intro.
Just crying.
Crying.
It was very overwhelming. I was smiling really hard.
Yeah. Like hurt my cheeks. My cheeks hurt still to this day.
I just
kind of
couldn't believe
out.
That it was real. I was like, I can't believe we're here.
Couldn't believe we were there.
In Paris.
And she said, bonjour. Je t'aime.
She spoke a lot of French.
She spoke a lot of French. I was surprised. Yeah. At the end, she was saying goodbye. Like she had like a whole phrase.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Probably the most. Maybe she can like speak French. Like the most. Like she always says like something in another language when she's in other places. Like she'll be like, oh, like she always greets them in whatever language it is in the city that they're staying in. But I've never really heard her like talk.
Yeah, that you know much.
I mean? That much. So maybe she just like knows French. That's
yeah. Cool. Well, I feel like. Learn like speaking in those Asian countries are probably really hard. Like she doesn't want to botch.
Absolutely, so true.
Like, imagine if she tried to say something. Like, what do they speak in Singapore? Malaysian?
I have no idea. Is that a like? Is Malaysian?
I think Singapore's in Malaysia, or Singapore a country?
No. Singapore's a country. Oh. Singapore's definitely a country, but I don't.
No,
think...
no. Are you sure?
I'm positive. I'm positive, but I don't think that Malaysian and. This might be a weird part of the pod.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just need to know this right now.
Language.
Are you sure Singapore is not a country?
I'm so positive. It's a country. No, okay. So Malaysian isn't a language. What it's like that's a like a nationality.
Oh, so what do they speak in Malaysia?
Language.
Mandarin?
I think like Mandarin, yeah. Do they speak in Malay. But also, again.
Wait, but what did they say they spoke in Singapore?
That I'll look in a second. What do they speak in Malaysia? Oh, it's called Malay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. You know what they speak in Singapore? English.
What?
Not even kidding. They speak Malay, English, and Tamil, and Mandarin as well.
Oh,
a little bit of Mandarin. Singaporeans are usually multilingual. Anyway, so, right. She's a queen.
I think that Singapore is a city.
I promise you it is a country. I promise you. Look, it said it right here. I promise you. I have family there. I'm not even kidding. Language and culture.
Wait, look up, is Singapore a country or a city?
You're going to feel foolish.
I will die on this hill.
Just Googling Singapore. Country in Asia.
Oh,
what
the fuck?
There's a million. Yeah, yeah. Wow. First of all, did you not ever see Crazy Rich Asians?
A city state.
Hong Kong is a city. It's an island, country, and city state. But it's a country. Like, when you hear Singapore, people, it's definitely, I swear to God.
Wow, okay. I have seen Crazy Rich Asians, and I thought that Singapore was just the city.
No.
Damn. I'm sorry. I just really had to see it with my own
eyes. No, I believe you. I believe you needed to see it, and I was ready to serve you that realness, because that's that real shit.
I was trying to mansplain Singapore.
Anyways,
the concert.
The intros that she does everywhere are always like having to do with the country, and she was speaking a lot of French. I was just really surprised.
Yeah.
But the biggest part of the show from last night in Paris was the fact that she changed up the set list. Mm. And going in, I knew all the songs that she was playing because I let myself get it spoiled. I wasn't like avoiding spoilers. It was impossible. So we were waiting to see like how Gia would react. Gia, what were your reactions? Like, how did you feel?
I don't know. I just felt shocked. It just like felt like I kept getting hit one by one. Well, I knew that she did Smallest Man. Yeah.
Right.
But I did not know that she did the drum shit. That was crazy.
That was crazy.
She came out with a big drum line during the bridge. It was insane.
It was so good.
And I didn't know she did. I didn't know she did. Or sorry, I did know she did. It was Smallest Man and I Can Do It with a Broken Heart.
Yes,
I knew
which was
that.
Also amazing, that performance where she's like a doll and they're like propping her up and like changing her clothes and stuff. Like, that was so
crazy. When she changed her clothes.
Oh my God, the whole place
gagged.
Went nuts. No, I was so gagged. I was gagged to like beyond. The entire place like fainted. Like, you could feel a collective like.
Yeah. It was like, oh my God.
Losing their
Because she had like a sparkly bra underneath the dress, and I was wondering to myself like, ooh, she's wearing like a sparkly bra, like slay.
She has sparkly bra and like sparkly bottoms.
It was like a bustier.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was like it was really, really
cute.
Wait,
we need to talk about her 1989 outfit really quick, just because
was
that?
Okay, but like, what was that?
She wore an orange top and a purple skirt and one orange boot and one purple boot.
What was that all about?
And then the orange bustier had a lion head.
Bustier?
What?
Bustier? Yeah.
Sorry. We're in France. Bustier.
That orange bustier looking good, girl.
Bustier.
That's you.
She had a lion head.
No, I saw
that.
And I was looking night one. She had a butterfly.
Oh.
And it was pink on top. Hold on. I was looking at our girl, Taylor Swift Styled. Shout out. Where is she? Ugh, not all my ex-boyfriends in my search bar.
Oh, my God.
Kill me. Okay. Wait. Night one. Yeah, look, she had a pink and like turquoise.
Oh.
And the Roberto Cavalli, obviously.
Right.
But
she loves him.
Yeah, she loves him. But look, the one, it had like
A butterfly
in the middle, but also straps going down the middle. It's like
I think the
top.
Orange one had that too. The straps going in the middle.
And then a lion head. Yeah, like
There's a
lot of new outfits.
We got a red Folklore Evermore dress.
Oh yeah, that was crazy. It was like magenta. It was like dark magenta. I thought it was red at first as well, but then when I was seeing pictures, it's like very dark magenta.
Oh.
But there
Excusez-moi.
But we had a regular lover bodysuit. However, night one, she had a fully red lover bodysuit.
That was really cool. Ow.
She had a new, oh no.
My nail.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I never gave you the thing and then she had a, for night one as well. I didn't see what she wore. for Folklore Evermore. Wait, yeah, speaking of, she chopped up Folklore Evermore, like
chopped it up big time.
They got the most, they took the most hits, you know what
she
I mean?
Opened with Cardigan and closed with Willow.
Yeah,
which I liked.
I liked it too.
I liked
it, all worked out fine. Yeah, like it was all the good ones.
I'm happy with the one she kept, as yeah. long as she keeps My Tears Ricochet. I don't care, tolerate it, or sorry,
in Illicit Affairs.
R.I.P. to tolerate. Wait, it Illicit to Affairs is
Illicit
what I
Affairs
mean
Affairs was there. R.I.P. yeah. to tolerate
and
it.
Cardigan, love Cardigan, but she chopped Cardigan a little bit too.
She took out the highline line. Yeah. My favorite line. Yeah. I was waiting for it too. I was ready to cry at that point, but I still cried. It was so good. And she sounded incredible.
Like, the best her voice has ever sounded. Easily. It feels like I don't know what she did, but
I don't know either.
Her vocals are just next level.
They're out of control. They're truly out of yeah. control. But so she also cut The Archer.
Yeah.
And also cut Long Live. And I was sad about Long Live. Archer. I'm sad about Archer as well, but
we've never got to see Long
we
Live.
We never got to see Long Live. Yeah. And we never will, I guess.
Never will, I guess.
And so that's just a real bummer. But yeah. Do? Maybe it just wasn't for us.
Everything about the new set was just amazing.
Right. Okay. So she played, she
opened with oh my God, I can't even. But Daddy, I Love Him.
But Daddy, I Love Him. Oh yeah. my God. And it was
so good.
Good. And the whole place, that was like, we were freaking out because it's like, you know, Taylor came out with this album 2-3 weeks ago now.
Yeah.
And maybe a month we've had with it. And the whole fucking stadium knew every single
yeah,
word.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Every single word. It was, but Daddy, I Love Him.
Then it went into So High School.
And that was good too.
Yeah,
and
had so
everybody
cute.
Was around and like the dancers
did you
were
see
really
them
going
do the swag surf?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Touch Me While You're Blowing was playing Grand Theft Auto and they were like swag surfing in the back.
Yeah.
It was great.
So cute.
And then from there it was that Smallest Man came after that?
I don't recall.
And then I Could Do It With a Broken Heart was last.
I think, was it Fortnite last?
No, you're right. Fortnite was last.
Yeah.
Yes, because they were on the bed and yeah. that like bed was moving around. So, right. So all of the
oh, and she did Down Bad.
Oh, yeah. So did she do six?
She did six, I guess.
Crying
yeah.
Down Bad, crying.
Because she was on that levitating thing.
Right. That was so
like,
cool.
Going
there were
around.
So many like funky stage aspects yeah, to yeah. the Torture Poets section. Yeah. Like stuff that we'd never seen. And, but okay. So the clips that people were seeing of her leaning up on that railing, which what they thought TTPD was like in the thing, confirmed, yes. It was like a bed frame.
Mm-hmm.
And she was on it and there was the other guy on it.
That hot
dancer.
Yeah.
Who I love. And then but the bed was like moving and spinning and tilting and like all kinds of crazy
shit.
It
was like it was like its own type of little performance. Like,
yeah.
The way that Tolerated is kind of like they exactly. did like a little performance like
pretty
that.
Pretty much all of Tortured Poets is kind of like that. Like,
yeah,
they
yeah,
got rid
yeah.
of the Tolerated performance, but like all
it's
of Tortured
it's very
Poets
much a performance, like
performative.
Yeah.
yeah,
yeah. And then at the end, like it shows like a like the end, like a Looney
yeah,
Tunes
like a
type
film,
of thing. Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Like the like old school like yeah. film end, like for like silent films, or like movies, whatever. That was really cool. I'm gonna sneeze.
Oh, White Rabbit.
Maybe not.
Oh, wait, no, that's for fires. Bless you.
Thank you. Oh my God, I'm so congested. My allergies are so bad in France. It's like insane. Anyway, so but really it was like I really couldn't get over how everybody in the place knew every word to all those songs.
Yeah.
Like, it was second nature. Even myself, like we obviously know the songs. We've been listening to them. But going in, I wasn't confident about like exactly how many words I've known because I've just been listening to the album top to bottom nonstop. I haven't been like replaying them and like obsessing over them like usual. I've just been listening. But when they came on, it was, again, I was activated and I knew every word.
Yeah.
And it just has been subliminally leaking into my brain, I guess, this whole time.
Yeah, definitely.
So it was great. It was just
so great. And I feel like there were just a lot of new visuals in general. Like
a lot of new visuals. Reputation had like a funky new video, like
yeah,
or new
the
parts
snake
of it.
Going into the woods.
Yeah, the
I
snake
love
going
that.
Into the woods because it was oh yeah, Reputation was then before Folklore. The
yeah.
order was all different, and now that I'm thinking about it, was the order more correct? No, because 1989 was after Reputation.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, pretty much everything else was up to par. Like Fearless was all the same.
Yep.
Red was all the same. The Hat was cute.
Yeah, the hat was cute. She wore a shirt that said, I bet you think about me,
yeah. Which we both love.
Yeah.
Obviously, we love that song.
And then our surprise songs.
Oh, my God. That's right. Oh, we were so blessed. We were so blessed. We got Is It Over Now mashup with Out of the Woods.
Yeah. And
like, so blessed.
So good. I knew she was going to mash it up.
It was really, really good. And then
My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys, so good.
Is a song that like I have been loving and it's constantly stuck in my head for some reason. So I was really happy to hear it. And yeah. I loved it.
I love the bridge of that song, or like the ending. Like, just say what, I'll play again.
Right. Play pretend, yeah?
I'll play again.
Play again. You were my best friend down at the sandlot.
When you play pretend with all the Kens. Because you took me out of my box.
Yes.
Show me my tortured heart. Yeah, we're like, yeah, we know all the lyrics.
We literally just brag. We know nothing. We know nothing, Jon Snow. But anyway.
I'm not.
It's so good.
So good.
It was everything. She had a new
blue dress for the surprise songs too.
Oh yeah, that was stunning.
Blue dress and a bow.
It was like an ombre blue dress.
Yeah.
And when she was singing and Is It Over Now, when she sang Blue Dress on a Boat, she did like a she was like blue dress on a boat, like cause she was wearing a blue dress. So cute. It kind of looked like you know what, it didn't look like the dress on the boat, but it did look like an outfit that she wore, I think, to the Grammys.
Yeah, yeah, that ombre green and blue. Yeah.
That's like kind of exactly what it looked like
when she had a bob, like doing. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
Wow, I wonder if we're getting Easter eggs and we don't realize it for something. I don't know what we would be getting them. Like, it's a lot of 1989 stuff. Like the outfits are so funky. Like, maybe she changed them because everyone was talking shit about the 1989 outfits. But then, you know,
I don't know. That skirt, that skater skirt is just will never be.
There were pictures of that's kind of like what she wore at the original.
Yeah, the original. Yeah.
So I think
exactly.
Maybe it's an homage.
Very 2015.
Right.
Very, very
a
2015.
A little homage to her.
Definitely.
And to her life. But I think generally speaking, the concert, as always, was a transcendent experience.
It was Midnight's was at the end, so amazing.
Midnight's was still at the end, and we loved that too. Like, Karma came on. I was
sobbing to Karma. You have to end to Karma.
I was sobbing to Karma. I was like, we were hugging all our friends. Like, it was just the best. Like, everything about it was just so
amazing.
Perfect. And we got really lucky with that box thing, and the seats were so good, and the view was amazing. And
it was perfect. Seriously, it was perfect. We had so much room. Mm-hmm. Like, so nice. The staff was just amazing.
They were lovely.
Yeah. And Paramore was so good.
Oh, yeah. Paramore was amazing.
Hayley Williams' voice is just next level.
She sounded insane.
They're
and
so
she was
fun.
So nice too. She was like so excited about Taylor. She's like, we're here. She's like, you know why we're all here. She's like, to see Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, blah. But she was so good. Played all the hits. No Misery Business though. People were freaking out about that.
I don't think she performs it.
Yeah, I guess not. We don't know. But she played all the other ones.
Yeah.
And was just fabulous.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. Top to bottom, just an amazing, amazing night.
Thank you to everyone in the city of Paris who's been kind to us.
Mm.
We've had a pretty good run, I'd say. People have been pretty nice.
Yeah, especially because I feel like we've been pretty like unlucky on this trip. Like we've had some unlucky stuff happen to us.
Yeah.
And it ends up working out, thank God.
Yeah, it ends up all being okay.
Due to kind people.
People being nice, which I didn't expect. Usually the French are like, fuck you.
Yeah, right.
But they're actually being really nice. And especially none of us here are like French speakers.
Mm.
So really we only know like hello and goodbye. And
I know.
Thank you.
And I'm not used to it because in Italy, like usually when I walk in somewhere and I say ciao and they say ciao, like they'll start speaking in English.
Totally.
Paris, like they'll start speaking in French.
No, they always start speaking
in
French.
And then I'm like,
And it is kind of crazy because like,
when I say bonjour.
When I was in Aix-en-Provence, everyone spoke, like it was automatic. Everyone spoke English all the time. So I kind of expected that.
Yeah.
But that was me being a, being
but
a,
I,
a
I
American,
respect
I
that, honestly.
No, I respect it too. It's lovely. Also, a lot of people speak French. Like a lot of people, it's like a second language for a lot of people.
Right.
So I'm sure, like my friend Mark speaks French and he was with us. Mm. He was speaking it to the people. But anyway. So I just think that so far this trip has been wonderful. We're going to get ready and do a full day of sightseeing. We did have our first day. We did a boat tour. We saw the sparkling Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
That was stunning. Walked along the Seine and had a lovely brunch, great dinner. And just, we're just living our lives here.
Yeah.
Lots of espresso, that me espresso. I'm going to get another one espresso today.
I need so much champagne. I want to go back to that coffee shop.
Yeah, that place
it was really good.
That coffee you had that was spilled all over my shoes.
Oh. Yeah, I did spill my coffee all over my Kelly's shoes. Thank God.
They like repelled all the coffee.
I just spill. I'm a spiller.
We've been spilling.
It's my life, okay?
I spilled something too, though. Oh, I spilled a whole glass of champagne all over the table somewhere.
Yeah, it didn't happens. I do that? Everyone spills.
Yes, that was after we were walking on the river. We stopped at that place because we were walking around smoking skinny French cigarettes. So we've been having a lot of fun with that.
Yeah.
A lot of cigarettes. It's just a great time.
One in Rome, one in France.
One in Rome, one in France. All right, let's wrap this up. You guys have heard enough of our vocal fry.
I'm sure we'll talk about it more
about it more for sure.
It was just truly next level. Like, if you guys are going, you're in for a fucking treat because it just has elevated it to another level that I just didn't even think that it would go to. And the fact that we were like, there's no way she's going to do Torture Poets, and she was just like, I'm doing a whole
fucking six-ass set.
Yeah.
I have an entire set with performances and multiple costume changes. And like, I mean, it was crazy. It was crazy. Yeah. It's like in the running for best set now.
Oh, totally. I totally. I think
Folklore Evermore is
always my favorite.
Yeah. But like, oh my God. Wow.
It was so good. Literally, brava,
Taylor. Thank you so much for bringing us life and making us feel happy.
Yeah, I love you so much.
All the time and just giving us everything always.
Yeah. I couldn't, the entire time, I just couldn't stop thinking to myself, like, I can't believe, like, the life that I have because of Taylor Swift.
No, like, literally, I know. Well, that was us and the thing. We're like, we can't believe we're here. It's like, why else would we be here? And it's like, only for her. Only because of her. She's just everything. So thank you, Taylor.
We love you
so much. And we will see the rest of you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye. And of course, we cannot go through an episode without mentioning our besties over at Bolt and Branch. Thank God. I was missing my pillowcase over in France. I forgot it. I left it at home. It was the one thing that I left at home. But I did bring my little eye mask that we got for our Met Gala coverage. So that was perfect for the plane. Love Bolt and Branch always. Their sheets are soft like butter, softer with every single wash. I'm thinking about our own Taylor watch.
Yeah.
Softer with every wash. They're just fabulous and they're so good to us. So go ahead to Boll & Branch, BOLLAND branch.com, promo code Keegs for 20% off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use the promo code Keegs at BOLLAND branch.com. Truly, they're fantastic. Whether you're in the markets for sheets or not, you have to go check them out because it is really good quality. We have to stop, like, we have to treat ourselves when it comes to sheets. You sleep on sheets every fucking night, okay? You have to make sure you're doing it right. Don't get the cheapy ones. Stop doing it. Go ahead onto Boll & Branch. They have a just crazy selection of colors. It's so perfect for everything. Get a better sleep, most breathable bedding from Boll & Branch. And this is our best discount, by the way. I'm now reading this for the first time.
Wow.
The best discount of the entire season is the 20% off for Keeks.
Let's fucking go.
Let's get it going. Yeah. Don't sleep on this. You know how much we love them. Mm-hmm. And you should love them just as much as we do. So go ahead and get your own.
Go to bollandbranch.com. That's BOLLAND branch.com. Use promo code Keegs to get 20% off and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Woo. Hello.
Hi. Whoop.
We're back in New York.
Yeah.
We had to pop on and add a little more to our recap because so much has happened since we were in Paris. We are back. We flew back Sunday afternoon, arrived back Sunday night in New York. I am tired and devastated and going through withdrawals.
Yeah, definitely going through withdrawals. Yeah. I miss it. I miss her.
I miss her so much.
I miss the vibes.
I wish we were saying before this, I wish we had were able to stay a couple more days.
Yeah, me too.
I really think that I was being a little salty about the city of Paris, not because I don't like it, but because I think like the main reason we went was for the concert. We were the big group of people. We did some of the things that like we wanted to do, but I'm an independent bitch and I like to walk around by myself and I didn't have a chance to like explore and I didn't get to do any of those things. So I'm bummed out. My verdict on Paris as a city is still out. I'm not gonna say anything else about it. But as far as the rest of the weekend when it comes to the Taylor concerts, she just every night hit after hit after hit, fucking crushed it. So much has happened since we
were
there.
Saturday nights, a Maroon and Hey Steven.
Maroon and Hey Steven were her surprise songs for Saturday night, the night after we were there, which is kind of crazy. Maroon follows me around.
She also has five times
she's done Maroon. I read
crazy.
She loves Maroon.
Maroon and You're Too, On Your Girl. Own Kid are like her most played songs, I feel like.
Exactly. And then of course Sunday, the day that everyone was waiting for, and of course we were already on a plane out of there.
I know.
Travis was at the show.
I know.
Her 87th show. It's very poetic.
It's just so like she did exactly what for the first time ever she did exactly what everyone thought she was gonna do.
Yep.
And came out in like a yellow and or a golden red 1989 outfit.
Yep. Just Chiefs outfit.
It just it was so cute. Like
so cute. She had the Chiefs outfit. She wore her red, which by the way, like the other day I think when we were doing our recap after and her folklore dress, you said it was red. I said it was like a deep magenta. I think I saw a picture that was like, I don't know what color that is still. I don't know if it's...
I'm like 99% sure it's red.
The performing I was seeing her doing it on Sunday, it looked way more red than I had remembered and also way more red than the picture that I saw. So it might just be red.
Maybe
I might have just
saw
like an edited photo.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Because in real time, it looked red to me.
Yeah.
But then when I saw the picture back, I was like, oh, I must have been drunk and blind. Like, that's why I thought. But I think it was red. So she brought out all the stops. She's blowing kisses. Mm. She's
looking
flirting.
Up on him, pointing at him.
She's like, did you see her before Midnight Rain? And she's like, popping her booty.
Shaking her ass.
She's dropping it low.
I know. Yeah. It's so funny.
It was just so dedicated to him. He was there with his bestie Ross and also Bradley Cooper and Gigi Hadid.
Yeah. I love that Gigi is converting Bradley into a Swiftie because these clips of him dancing were giving me life.
They were hilarious.
So funny because like,
Bradley Cooper like,
yeah, for like 1 second he's like kind of chill, and then like he just like all of a sudden
someone's
like gets
gonna love me forever.
Yeah.
Like he
and
would
like
during
Shake It Off, like he was going. It was so funny,
that's hilarious.
And Gigi, I would love to go to a concert
me
with Gigi.
Too.
She just
me
seems
too.
Like she gets so into it.
Gigi
it
would have fit in
so
with
fun.
Our box in
totally.
Like completely.
Oh my
like,
god,
she was
yeah.
just as wild as the rest of us. Like
interpretive dancing with us. Yeah,
loved it. She had a cute little sweater on. Like obsessed with everything that she did. The energy that she brought.
Yeah.
She's a true fan of Taylor. So we love that.
She knows all the lyrics every song.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
Lenny Kravitz was also there for some reason in that same box.
Slime.
Love him.
It was a star-studded box.
It was a star-studded box, but also remember that that Taylor is very good friends with Zoe,
right.
Channing Tatum. So all exciting stuff. She sang her surprise songs for Travis. It was the Alchemy mashup
with
Treacherous. And then
Begin Again and Paris.
And Paris.
Yeah.
Which like Begin Again Paris combo is fucking awesome. Like that.
I feel like all of
for.
Those songs are just like so for Travis. Like
I know.
It's just was so cute.
I saw a thing that the last time she's maybe not the last time, but one of the times she sang Begin Again was her 13th show. And then now she's singing it at her 87th show.
Oh.
And it has and with like there was a side by side and at her 13th show, it looked like she was maybe like whole, you know, it,
yeah.
She was singing it for the fans, not for her, and wasn't like feeling it. She was much more like she looked sad behind those eyes. And this time around, she's just smiling, having a great time.
Like she's probably thinking like about how much fun her and Travis are going to have like in Paris together.
Completely.
Like it's just so.
Did
and
you
she
see
also.
The...
Oh, sorry. No, she just walked up to the stage. She was or to the microphone. She's like, "Can you guys believe this is our 87th show?" And then she just directly went into the Alchemy.
Then,
like, girl, you be more obvious.
She's so obvious. She may as well have said, like, I love you, Travis.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I can't believe.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that at some point, like, maybe in London, she'll be like, my boyfriend's here and I love him. Like,
I
you know,
wish.
She's waiting to, like,
well,
drop
she kind of does do that. Like, karma's the guy in the Chiefs. Like,
no,
that
totally.
Is, yeah.
But I would like her to directly be like, Travis is up there, by the way.
Right.
He's right there. I keep
or,
blowing.
Like, what if she was like,
I can't stop
like,
blowing kisses at Travis, y'all.
Or like, what if she was like, Travis, like, requested this song?
Oh, yeah. This
like,
is Travis's favorite.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
I would
that.
Die.
Oh, it'd be so funny. But so yeah, and something we've noticed now that we've seen all four nights in Paris is that she's wearing a different color. She's got a lot of different colors. Actually, sorry, I had a latte, so I'm a mile a minute right now. A couple of things that I favorited or bookmarked.
Okay.
23 new different outfits in the 4 days that she...
Right, because it's like different colors.
Right,
the same
all the
thing.
Different colors, all the different stuff. Maybe I just favorited it. New did folklore I send it to you?
New folklore colors, new 1989 colors, new 1989 outfits.
Taylor Swift debuted a total of 23 new outfits in Paris. And so she has a new lover bodysuit, new Fearless, new Enchanted, two new surprise song dresses, a new Folklore Evermore, one, two... three, looks like four different TTPD, I Can Do It With a Broken Heart outfits.
Cute.
The obviously the brand, the new big dress for TTPD.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four, five maybe for 1989. Another new one for Red.
Yeah, new one for Red.
Actually,
she's
four
making
surprise
all of her
song.
Costumes more sexy.
Way more sexy. Right. Which I love. Right. She edited the original Midnight's bodysuit to make it a little more cheeky.
Yeah,
very
and
funny.
She, same
and has
with
another,
the red bodysuit. The red bodysuit's like a little bit more
cheekier, sexier.
Yeah.
The she also had another totally new Midnight's bodysuit. Sorry, there's actually four surprise songs. There's an orange, a green, I'm sorry, an orange, a blue, and a pink, like high low dress.
Yeah.
Two for Folklore, a yellow one and a red one. See, like in this picture, it looks so red, obviously.
Yeah.
Right. And then for Tortured Poets, I Can Do It With a Broken Heart, she does an all black, an all white, and she has different coats. She has a gold coat, a white coat with black lapels, an all white coat. And then I think she had like, oh yeah, and an all black, black on black. So people are saying that like the four, she's doing the four different one for Tortured Poets set because it's all four different like, you know, whatever it is. She did the four different colors. Manuscript, Black Dog.
Oh, Stages of Grief?
Stages of Grief. Yeah, whatever
I
that
was.
It was
five.
Was it four or five? It was
five. Yeah.
So there might still be more Torture Poets changes. And yeah, it's just a shit ton of stuff. Oh, her new red. This is not Taylor's version. The one we got, I Bet You Think About Me. We talked about that. Her t-shirts. And that's that. Just a crazy amount of new fashions. Everyone, for all the people complaining. And yet... 87 shows, no, same rep bodysuit.
It is crazy.
Same rep which, like, again, I never disliked that bodysuit. Like, I always thought, or people complain about it, say it's ugly, whatever. I don't think so. Oh, I think it's super
cute. I don't think
cute.
It's ugly. I think it's cool.
Yeah.
I don't love just, the one leg look. But
I don't
if,
mind it.
But it's whatever.
I like it because it's like the snake and whatever. Like, I have no problem with it. But it is, at this point, she's clearly making a statement.
Right.
As to why we're not changing the outfit.
Yeah, I wonder if she's waiting for Rep TV.
She must be. I died because another thing, there were cute videos of Travis like dapping up with a fan who was like a
wearing
dad
it,
who was like wearing his jersey.
And
that was really sweet.
There's just so many cute videos of Travis. He was like, hold when Taylor was singing and the sign on your heart says it's still reserved for me.
Yes.
Like Travis held up the hand heart.
So cute.
So cute. And like he was just like, he was like pointing to himself and like pointing to her. Mm-hmm. Like it was just very cute. And Andrea seemed like she was in the back of the box.
Andrea was
having
there.
A good time.
The meme about Andrea.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Like when
Andrea with the face being like, what the fuck, when she didn't sing Best Day on Mother's Day.
Yeah, like instead she's like, damn it. Like,
she's like, this is for Travis, actually. Yeah. Travis is my man now.
And when she was doing the outfit change during before I Can Do It With a Broken Heart, Travis was recording her horizontally with the flash on. So funny. It's so,
so
cute.
Did you see the tweet that was like, you look like Scott Swift in this
in this light.
We're loving it.
Yeah, so funny. It's really so adorable
funny.
To see them in action. And it just seems like the more, like, I can't get enough. I really can't get enough.
Neither can I.
I was watching so many videos of Bradley Cooper dancing. Like, I was just dying
Dancing was, the funniest thing. Like, sometimes he was kind of just standing there doing nothing, and other times he was really breaking
it
the fuck down.
He was doing, like, a little subtle, like, hip thrust.
Yeah.
And then sometimes he was, like,
He'd really break it down.
Yeah,
it was, like, very into it. Apparently, he had already seen the concert with his daughter or daughters. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Someone had said that he, because I tweeted that. I was like, who knew Bradley was such a big Swiftie? And they were like, well, he's been staying at our house and stuff. I was like, no, I know they're friends.
Yeah,
but I didn't think he was like, go to the concert, dance, sing along, know the words kind of person. But apparently he like went to the first leg of the Eras tour, which I didn't know.
Ed Kelsey shared on his public Facebook an article that was like, Taylor Swift's dancers copy her NFL reactions in So High School routine. So Ed Kelsey's just not keeping anything, anything discreet at all.
Never, never. Yeah. I also die because I feel like even when we did that chaotic review the next morning, I didn't notice all that. Like, I didn't notice.
No, I didn't notice like the reactions. I didn't even notice the swag surf or anything.
Me neither. Yeah. I was just so.
I was just like, oh my God, I can't believe she's so doing elated. This song. Yeah.
Well, I think we're both victims of that. What was everybody talking about? The Taylor Swift amnesia?
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
That's what. Now, in retrospect, I'm like starting to remember more and more of it, but watching the videos, I'm like, wow, I can't believe. Like, I was just so elated during that part. Like, her sliding up the stage and all that cool shit.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
So cool. I know. It just, like, doesn't even feel like I was there, mm-hmm. but I know that I was. Like, we were watching videos. Right. I'm like, I don't even, like, really remember this part. And, like, I wasn't even, like, by the time Taylor came on, like, I stopped drinking.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah.
So, like, it wasn't even that.
I had, like, a perpetual glass in my hand the whole time, but I was, like, never finishing it. It was just, like, the same one that I was, like, holding around the whole
night. I think it's just, like, the adrenaline, like, totally. Makes you forget. I don't know. It just, it's crazy how quick it went by. And then, you like, you go back to your apartment, you're like, I can't believe I just even saw that.
I know. It's truly, it's life-changing. It's transcendent. Yeah. It's a religious experience. We said all these things, but it's true.
It's just somehow better than it was before.
It's better. Which, it's, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Not to rub it in yeah. for people who can't go, you know.
Her voice it was just sounds yeah. so incredible. And the
what do you think about the people calling, saying that she's lip-syncing sometimes?
I saw one tweet about that. I think it was just rage bait. It had to be.
It had to be, too, because she's very much not.
She's not. And it's just so obvious.
Well, I'm not. I don't actually think this, but I do think people get confused between lip-syncing and there being, like, backing vocals.
Yeah, backtrack
for things. Like, for sure. People were saying during I Can Do It With a Broken Heart is when they think that she was lip-syncing.
Like, no, duh.
Well, right. Like, there's so much going on during that part, but the parts that she's, like, actually, you can hear her singing,
yeah,
like in and out. Like, you can, it's ridiculous.
And, like, yeah, and like Who's Afraid of Little and Me? Like, she does those note changes. Like, right. It's so obvious
she sings
not, like,
all
yeah.
that. Yeah,
but
yeah.
Every singer has backtrack, like back mm-hmm. vocals. Like, it makes it sound better,
exactly.
And then, like, you can harmonize with yourself
completely.
Yeah, so stupid.
And
people are
no.
so dumb.
I know, people are so.
People
stupid.
Were also pressed about how many Americans were there.
I've been seeing that,
which I get. Honestly,
I guess I get it, but also get over it.
It's,
like,
I mean, it's
it.
Like, it's not our fault. What do you want, like, us to say?
Also, like, tickets went on sale in France. You know, you're ahead of us. So
yeah,
if you didn't jump on it, that's on you.
Like, that's so true. That's what I thought. That's what I was talking about it with one of my guy friends. He's like, I just don't get it. Like, how, like, why did all these Americans go? Like, what mm-hmm. was the difference? I was just like, well, they don't have to use Ticketmaster.
Right. It was also cheaper.
So it's also so much cheaper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or, you know, closer to face value than what we
yeah.
would have gotten.
Like, a ticket for the Miami show is probably the same price as going to Paris, going to the concert, having a lovely
the entire
dinner.
Trip.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, the entire trip. Like, yeah. we would have spent more, like, going in Miami.
Yeah.
Which we are still trying to go to Miami, by the
yeah.
way.
That's yeah.
Like, to, like, close it out, like, 1, 2, 3. Like, that sounds...
Oh, I mean...
I feel like, you know...
We kind of have to.
Well, we kind of have to.
Unless she announces more dates.
Yeah.
But I feel like we have to do Miami.
But even then, like... I doubt that she'll announce more dates, and yeah. Canada would be cool. I mean, but again, like, I don't know. I don't want to catch heat from the Canadian Swifties. Like, I don't know. Like, all the Paris Swifties. Like, chill out. I don't know. But so
I feel like there wasn't even any Paris Swifties. Like, where were they?
I have no idea. Well, where we were, I don't think that they were there. Like,
right? Maybe
the
they were closer to the.
They were definitely, like, yeah. all in the pit, like, doing that shit. But, like,
the pit seemed fucking whack.
It seemed so crowded and sweaty and terrible.
Yeah.
Like, but that's how, you know, we don't really have, in the U.S., there were no pits for the concert. Like, you were in the pit.
I can't even fucking imagine if the U.S. had pits.
No,
People would die.
It'd be trampling. Like, people have no chill.
It's crazy.
But so in Europe, they have the general admission. You can go in, you can rush the stage and, like, do the whole thing. And that, to me, is just, like, that's where I'm already kind of uncomfortable at a concert. I've talked about that before. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just so many people in one place, and I just get, like, anxious about
mm-hmm.
there
I'm
being
the same
so many
way.
People in one place. And so this time around was, like, fine, but I just, no way. Like, looking down
into
the sea of people,
like,
was fucking nuts.
Oh, my God.
But it's also
cool. That
would
be a panic attack waiting to
happen. Seeing
everybody
during Marjorie, that was cool.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we still do. You know, we still do our lights for Marjorie.
Yeah.
What else? I think that the city of Paris, mm-hmm. we were reading reports that everybody was saying that there was more of a crowd drawn for Taylor Swift than what they're expecting for the Olympics.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Which is crazy.
Which honestly
probably,
doesn't shock me
it
at
doesn't
all.
Shock me, but it's also probably not true. Like, I'm sure once the Olympics gets going, like, I'm sure.
I don't know,
people,
though.
People are weird about the Olympics. Like, they go nuts for it. But Can I be real? Paris, they don't want you there.
No, they don't want you there. They don't want your money. They don't want your service. They don't want your hospitality. They don't want your shit. They want you to shut the fuck up and go away and whatever. Like,
they do not want you there.
I can't even. Those
the French were so. Tell your Uber story.
Okay, guys, quick break for seed. Small actions can have big benefits, like how taking care of your gut can support whole body health. I mean, Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic benefits your gut, skin, and heart health in just 2 little capsules a day.
Ooh, hell
this
yeah.
was so helpful for us, especially when we were in Paris, because like you want your skin to be glowing, you want your hair to look
and
perfect.
And by the way, we looked fantastic the entire time.
So
if there's one takeaway from the show, is that we
looked
we're
amazing.
Queens. Yeah. Like, we look unbelievable the entire time we're in Paris.
And that was literally thanks to Seed.
Yeah, we got our pills right before we went.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
It was perfect timing. Mm-hmm. Your body is an ecosystem, and great health starts in the gut, which is so true. I feel like my stomach was
so
like
true.
Actually feeling better when I'm in Europe and I'm traveling. My stomach is always all over the place.
Right, exactly.
Your gut is a central hub for various pathways through the body, and a healthy gut microbiome means benefits for digestion, skin health, heart health, your immune system, and more. And Seed's patented capsule in capsule designs means fragile bacteria can survive the journey from shipping to your door to where it works best in your body. So it gets to where your body really needs it, all without synthetic or chemical coatings, which is huge. It's so easy. Seed fits into your daily routine like it's nothing. Like, it just comes with the 2 little pills. I use like a little pill pack.
Mm-hmm.
So I take it like with my anti-anxiety. Like, I just take it with all my other stuff.
Yep, yep.
It's so easy.
It fits seamlessly into your routine. That is facts.
Yeah.
That is facts.
And it just, you know, I feel like gut health has been like a big topic of
it's been a big topic of conversation for a couple of years, and I feel like, you know, finally it should be. You should be taking care of your gut health at this point. Like, what are you doing? You can't walk around miserable. You got to take care of yourself.
Exactly. So trust your gut with Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/watch and use code 25watch to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/watch, code 25watch. So let's get going with Seed. Get your gut right. Get your heart. Get your skin right. And your hair.
Get it right.
Oh, my God.
You got your TikTok taken down for talking shit.
No, I literally... I got my TikTok taken down.
Which
for
is unfair,
like,
by the way.
For, like, saying, like... It was, like... The reason was, like, hateful slurs or something like that.
Because you were
talking
shit about
the French.
Meanwhile,
I literally just said, I hate the French and they suck. I was planning on having like a nice little morning, then going to the airport because my flight was later than everyone else. But I woke up to so many texts from everyone being like, it's chaotic, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to go.
And it was like there was an accident on the way to the airport that happened right when like our other friends left at like, what, 7 a.m.
Yeah.
And so they got stuck in crazy traffic. My friend Yumi had texted. Her flight was like, she didn't get there till like 9:30. She's like, I just sat in traffic for 45 minutes right outside the terminal.
Yeah.
Like, it was crazy stuff. So we were all, I left earlier than I thought. And then I ended up getting switched to your flight, which got lucky for me. But keep going about yours.
Yeah, so once I saw those texts, I was like, okay, you know what? I should just go early so I'm not like super stressed out and I have time to wait in all these lines, whatever. Mm-hmm. We're on our way. We get to the airport and there was a lot of traffic. We get to the airport. The Uber driver, he pulls into the one terminal. I'm like, oh no, it's 2E, not 2F. 2F is on the other side of the airport.
Yeah.
And he's like, I know, like, I'm just going to drop you off here. Like, it's traffic, 30 minutes. Like, I don't want to wait. And I was like, oh no, like, my flight's not until 2:45. Like, I'm good. Like, let's wait. Like, I'm from America. Like, I don't know, like, the airport system here. Like, I don't want to get confused.
Right.
And he's like, oh no, sorry, I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait. And I got so mad, I just started cursing out. I was like, you're a fucking asshole. Like, I can't believe you're just going to fucking drop me here like this. Like, I was getting mad. And then he was like, I'll take you. And I was like, no, actually, I don't want to go anymore.
He's like, now you need to get the fuck out of this Uber.
Like, now I'm getting the fuck out. And then I was just like, fuck you. Like, I can't believe you're just doing this. And then he drove away. And I was like, fuck you. These guys are dickheads.
It is kind of crazy. And the thing
but
with
so
that is
so many people
like,
commented on my TikTok and said the same thing happened to them.
They were
just
all
dropped them off.
And for those who don't, so I've now declared it is a toss up. Worst airports in America, or worst airports in the world, a complete tie between JFK and Charles de Gaulle. I've now flown through Charles de Gaulle 4 times.
Oh.
And every single time, it's a fucking nightmare.
It's a nightmare.
And it's just, their system is so whack. Like, so I just whack. Don't, you can't get around. It's, the signs are unclear. I'm a sign girl. I'll follow signs all day. Yeah. I have a very good sense of direction. I never have problems in an airport. Even if it's a little chaotic, it's like, all right, grow up, follow the signs, ask for help, do we need to do. And Charles de Gaulle, again, is like, they just don't fuck with you. Like, no. If you don't, you know what I mean? Like, they're like, you're on your own, bitch. Yeah. Like, leave it alone.
Checking it, you go in, you walk to check your bag, you're waiting in a line to check your bag, crazy ass line to check your bag.
So long
to check your
bag.
To the line for, to take, or then you go to the line for customs, and that mm-hmm. line takes forever, and there's workers just letting people cut in line and moving around and telling you to go to one line that's like 10 minutes longer than the other line. You're like, wait, why can't I just go to that line?
There's like judgment in where you're going and where you're from. Like, it's kind of crazy. Like, it's interesting at, like in any of the airports around here, Newark or JFK, both the international airports here, there aren't separate customs or security lines based on the country that you're going to. And there are in France. Like, that's where, like, you go in, or at least that I've noticed, right? Like, They had us go, like, it was like America, England, something else, wherever, go in this line, and then like in like
no, that's just
other
what
countries.
Based off what passport you have.
But that's what I'm saying. That's kind of crazy. Like, why are you?
No, that's how it is everywhere. That's how it is in the U.S. What passports you have?
No, but in the U.S. everywhere it's like international or domestic. It's not like this was based on country. Like, there was like China, Japan, whatever over here, Netherlands over here. Like, did you not notice that?
No.
It was, they put me
like
in
getting
a,
through security?
Yeah. They put me in a line or through that first thing that you went through and you had to like scan your face,
customs,
scan your passport.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was like separated by flag. Like, there were signs where it was like, these flags go here, these flags go here.
Oh, I didn't even notice
and
that.
And the America line, they were like, just brute. Like, it was just, it was kind of
crazy. No,
it's
crazy.
Something that I noticed, and I was like, wow, the French are,
and they're
they
also
do not
like
fuck with us
super
today.
Racist. I watched them give this Asian family like the hardest fucking time ever, and I wanted to say something so bad, but like, I didn't want to like get involved, but like, it just was so crazy. I've never well, I have seen stuff like that happen before, especially in France, and it happens in Italy too, European countries. I mean, the US, everywhere, it's just so backwards.
Everywhere, it's bad, but they're very obvious about it.
They're very obvious, which makes it so crazy.
Even in like London, I've noticed that, and I love London, but I've noticed it there too.
Yeah, so I love Paris as a city. I love the history, the Eiffel Tower, the museums.
Sure.
It's so beautiful. The river is
rich
so beautiful.
With history. It's visually stunning.
Yes.
Yeah.
The people are just, they really leave a bad taste in your mouth.
They really do. I'm sorry that I don't speak French, and I do wish I did, because I'm sure we would have gotten better treatment, and I'm sure that like that's important to them. It's, you know, their culture, trying to learn it and whatever. But again, based on the fact that I've been to other places in France and they were so kind.
Yeah.
I really like patient, and also like I would try to speak a little French and they'd be like cool with it. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like,
it was so
in
different.
In Nice they were so nice.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Nice in Nice. Aix-en-Provence is where I went last fall. You're having a hard time with that.
I just kicked myself in the face like twice with that.
I did that recently.
My gosh.
Like, on another episode, I did that recently and like pretended like it didn't happen, but it was like in a clip. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
But no, right. Like I stayed in Aix-en-Provence last fall, and it was this like beautiful little town. Like it was just, and everyone was just so nice. I was surprised.
It's just so weird. I've never been to a major metropolitan city, whatever, of a country where they do not enjoy tourists.
Yeah.
And trust me, I get it. Like, tourists are a pain in the fucking ass, and Americans,
especially if you're obnoxious.
Yeah,
and
Americans are dumb,
and
they can be obnoxious for sure. And
totally.
I get like not liking Americans in a general sense, but
absolutely,
if someone is very warm and friendly towards you.
Mm-hmm. By the way, apologetic as well.
Yes, right.
Like, sorry, we don't.
Like, we don't. Like, I'm so sorry we don't speak, like, French, whatever. And one of our taxi drivers was really nice, and he was really apologetic. He was like, I don't really speak English. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah. But he had great English, by the way.
Yeah, and I was like,
crazy.
It's not a big deal. Like, we don't speak any French. Like, we're not going to expect you to speak good English.
No.
Like, it wouldn't make any sense, but I feel like all Parisians just expect everyone to be able to speak perfect French.
I know. And that's the thing. Like, even when we were trying, like saying, you know, the greetings, the pleases, the yes, the no, the ordering, you know, the wine and the right,
like,
you know, whatever.
At us.
Right. It was very like, I don't know. I felt bad about it. And I'm sure that we'll get some people, some Parisian, hopefully maybe some Parisian Swifties can set us straight and tell us when we go back at some point in our lives, a better place to go or some, you know, whatever.
Right.
But so far, and really, can I say that majority of this feeling that I have is based on like the people working at the airport? Like, they really,
oh, 1,000%, really, yeah, yeah,
really.
Because we did have some
restaurants
good,
we went to were lovely.
Yeah, a couple of restaurants, the people were nice. The the woman or the young lady that helped us at the
outside the concert venue was fabulous.
The concert venue was great. She was a saint.
La Défense.
Yeah, there was. I saw a TikTok of this girl and she was like crying and very, very upset. She was American and she said that like everyone at the venue was super, super rude. And,
oh,
like,
God,
all this
that
stuff.
Wasn't our experience.
And,
at all.
And I was like, shit, I couldn't have experienced a complete different thing.
We had a very,
from
very
Americans.
Sweet
but I
girl.
Also wonder if that girl knew, since like, you know, we paid a lot of money, we have this suite, she was like, I should like help these people more, you know, a little bit. And like,
she went above and beyond.
Yeah. And the people that were like working in the suite, like, obviously they have to be so hospitable and everything like that. So I wonder, like, she was GA, so I wonder if they were like, this GA bitch. Like,
no, totally, totally. But still, it was like, I had zero qualms with La Défense.
No,
beautiful
no.
venue.
Maybe they needed a little bit better AC, but besides
the AC
that,
situation was tough. Yeah, that was tough for an enclosed arena, like we're talking about, kind of nuts. But otherwise, no, all the people were lovely. Like, that was great.
It was also cool that La Défense is like the smallest venue out of all the shows.
Yeah,
so
like 40,000 people, right?
Yeah, it seemed like kind of smaller, like, especially compared to like MetLife.
Totally. Yeah. It was an intimate night with
Taylor. Yeah, yeah.
Intimate
just
night.
Just a little.
But anyway, that's our take on France. Again, I'm not writing it off altogether. I was just surprised. And people say, you know, Paris syndrome, you go, you expect this like fairy tale and it's like not the fucking same. People say all these things too about New York, by the way. Like, when you come to New York, everyone's rude. People don't fuck with
you. And I feel like it's the same thing. Like, when you go to New York, you go to, or when you're visiting, like, you want to see Times Square because that's like what it is. So it's like the Paris, like, we go to like all the touristy places.
Of course.
So it's like, that's where the worst places you go.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
Yeah, so maybe we just need to redo.
We need to go back and like.
When
you know,
I went
we
the first
take,
time, I
take
liked
a couple,
it way more.
Yeah, we need to go back, spend a little more time, research the
we
right places.
We were very stressed out.
We were very stressed
a lot of the time just because we were trying to fit everything in, trying to do everything. We're
big
on our
group
feet
of people,
a lot. Yeah, yeah.
Tired. Yeah. No, we left no room for jet lag.
No room for jet lag.
And so we were just going.
Yeah.
We need to go back. We need to find lovers. We need to stay for like a week.
I know.
And we need to do the food better. I take blame for the food situation because I am a very intense food person, especially going.
I know,
like,
so
I do
am
all
I.
the research. I do everything.
I usually,
and I just didn't this time. I was like, I'll let everybody else figure it out.
I usually get pretty anal with like where we go for eating, but
same.
I didn't want to be like the one girl that's like, wait, let's go here instead.
100%
me like, too. Your friends already had reservations,
right?
So
like, shout out to Brittany Brittany like got sucked down the TikTok hole of people. Like, that's how she saw everywhere that we went.
Right.
And I was like, I just trusted. I was like, it's all fine. But she's not like a foodie. Like, I would say I'm a food person.
Oh, yeah.
She is not as much as, she's not as snobby, I guess, I should say. Like, I'm kind of snobby when it comes to food.
Same.
In other places. And so I wish that I had been a little more hands-on with that.
Yeah, me too.
And I wish that, like, there were a couple places that I really, like, Hotel Costas, everybody fucking went there. Everyone went to Hotel Costas.
I don't even know
what
that is.
That's, like, the hot spot right
now.
I don't know. To eat.
Yeah, we literally went to, like, the most random places
Places. But it was still fine.
No, yeah, it was good, for sure.
Great champagne everywhere.
Also, like, French food isn't really my favorite.
It's also good. It's not my favorite either. But, so we'll just have to go back under different circumstances.
Yeah, we should do another European trip together.
100%.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll go to London. Maybe we'll see Taylor.
Oh my God, I would die. I want to go to London so bad.
Oh, I would die. Well, you know, that's my future home in 10 years.
Yeah, right.
I plan to go. But overall, fantastic trip. I know that we're kind of talking shit right now, but those are the pits of it. We're all so tired today and cranky.
Yeah, right.
But
it was
lovely,
like,
lovely. The concert experience was amazing.
100 out of 10.
Like, everything about
just
that.
Couldn't have gone better.
Really.
Taylor just really, she is the greatest performer of our generation.
No,
it's
no one even comes close. No one even comes close, especially with the new Tortured Poets set.
Yeah, set,
I do
just
think it elevates the show to another level. Like,
totally,
it is just superb, absolutely superb.
Yeah.
Other news in Taylor's life: Gracie Abrams just announced today her new album, The Tracklist.
Taylor
is
so
featured.
Excited.
The song is called Us. Featuring Taylor Swift.
Ugh,
and it's a track 5.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so freaking excited. My two faves, literally. I love Gracie Abrams so much. This is going to blow her up for sure now.
It is. I also love Gracie Abrams, and I do think that she hasn't gotten like the love she deserves. But, you know, like we said, Taylor brings all of her friends to the summit. Like,
literally.
Sabrina popped off Espresso
and you know, we all love her for we just love her. We love Gracie. We love everybody. Like, we're just,
I can't wait to hear that
song. We love to see these women winning. We love to see these women winning.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, but you know, we need to, two things. One, we need to talk about our Crazy Horse experience.
Oh,
so fun. Two, this morning, I guess, people were saying that the Louvre opened up a little, like, 2 hours late or something. And people think that Taylor and Travis were doing a tour in the morning.
Oh, they probably
which
were.
Which I think would have been so cute and so fun. So who knows if that's real or not. But
that's cute.
That's really, really fun.
Oh, yeah. I completely forgot about Crazy Horse.
Yeah. How could you forget about Crazy Horse?
Crazy.
So we went to Crazy. So we went to Crazy Horse. For those who don't know, it's like a famous burlesque show in Paris. I don't know the level of, like, touristy that it is. I'm not quite sure.
I think it is very touristy.
I think it's, like, in the middle, because it's, like, the tickets are nice. Like, it's expensive tickets. They give you champagne. It's, like, a thing. But I also think that it's, like, a thing that people go, like, normal people go to, not just, like, loser tourists. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's, like a whole thing.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I think French people go there, too, as far as I know. But not all the time.
Maybe, yeah.
I'm trying to compare it to something in New York, but I can't. But it's a beautiful, it's awesome. It's a burlesque show. I'm wearing the shirt right now. It's got titties on it. But it was a really, really funny show. And I think it was like our last night.
It was like funny and serious and sexy.
We were all kind of like tired. We were going to maybe skip it.
Yeah,
and it was like a small, much smaller group of my friends than had all gone to the concert. And so we were like, oh, should we go? Should we go? And I'm really glad that we went.
Yeah, I'm really glad
we
went.
And it was really funny. So if people like a sexy show and you're looking for something like funky to do when you are going to Paris, like, I recommend it. I think it's a fun thing.
It was not what I was expecting at all. Like, if anything, it made me just really appreciate how beautiful women are and the female body.
Yes.
Like, because I kind of get like a little, I've never, like, with my friends growing up, like, we never were like getting changed in front of each other.
Oh, no,
like,
Gia, I'm the same.
Yeah,
I'm
not very comfortable with the naked body.
I've become much as I've gotten older.
That
from,
shocks
like, from,
me.
From
like
going to the strip club. You know what I mean? Like, that's.
Yeah, see, like, I feel like if I went to the strip club, I would get really uncomfortable and I would leave.
No, I love it now. I love
it. So I was a little nervous because I was like, I'm not like this type of person, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it was so tasteful. Mm-hmm. Lots of titties. It was. These women were freaking putting on a fucking show.
The way that
they were dancing. The one woman that was on the circle thing that was like dancing with the wet hair.
It was like acrobats. Like acrobatic stuff. But
it was like
dancing. Dancing,
lip singing. Mm-hmm. It's just very
mirrors,
cool.
Like trick of the light. Mm-hmm. Like a lot
a lot of cool like visual effects. Mm-hmm. And then a random guy came on and started beatboxing.
I thought you were going to like leave at that point. That guy, he was cringe,
like,
but funny. Like, I ended up by the end, I was like, okay, this fucking guy.
Your cousin was funny because it's all women. And then this guy just randomly showed up on stage and she's like, why would a man be there?
Get this man out of
like,
here.
No one wants to watch this guy beatbox, but it was cool, I guess.
He was like the intermission.
But he kind of like,
when they were in the back, like, you know, changing and doing their whole thing.
Like, and he kind of took
shows.
Like the, I don't want to say pressure, but like the
he was
intensity of it. Yeah, yeah.
He was like comedic relief. He came in. He was beatboxing. It was weird. He brought a couple people up on stage to like beatbox with him. He used like the microphone and the sounds he was making to like pop open a bottle of champagne.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That was cool.
Yeah.
And it's like stuff like that. So he was the guy in the middle, like basically intermission for if people needed to go pee and also for like the girls backstage, I think.
Yeah.
And so, but it was awesome. It was really cool. A lot of champagne. I drank a lot. Well, I was a
lot of champagne
because Brittany didn't come. My friend Brittany went back at that point because
she
didn't
feel good. Yeah, you got a whole bottle to yourself.
So I was sitting in my own thing, like, and I was next to other people, but I was in my own thing. So I had a bottle to myself and I just kept like, choo, choo, choo. Like, once I get going, it's hard to stop.
Yeah.
And by the end, our other friends were sitting next to me. She was like, do you have any more champagne in yours? And I was like, oh yeah. And I lifted it up and it was only like a quarter of the bottle. Left. I was like,
oopsie.
I was like, I didn't mean to, but it was delicious.
Well, it's very easy to drink in that type of setting.
Totally.
Too.
It's dark. We're laughing, carrying on. Everyone's like a little nervous because it's a sexy scene.
Yeah.
Like
it was
really,
really cool.
Well,
really
you would
cool
have died. So we left my friends, the rest of my friends after that because we were tired. We had to leave early and whatever. The rest of my friends were staying an extra day. They went to like a proper, like, I don't know if it was a male strip club or some sort of like red light district vibe.
Okay.
Where like men were showering in windows and you could watch, like, I'll show you a video right now. Joey sent it to me.
Men were showering?
No, wait.
Showering?
You will scream. Like, I have to show you. Watch this video.
Is this not safe for work?
It's totally not safe for work. So I'm going to do it this way. No. Watch the video, Gia.
Oh my
god,
his butt cheeks.
No, wait till he turns around. Wait till he turns around. You see his whole penis.
Oh my god, his dick. Oh my god, wait, it's huge.
I know. So there was a lot of fun to be had, and I think that like again, different circumstances, different trip. Like, it would have been a little different. But these are my like New York friends, and we all like we're the ones. We'll go to a strip club. We'll do the sexy shows, whatever. But I was with like, you know, with Gia, my little cousin. Like, I wasn't bringing them to this. But if I had gone, like, if you guys weren't there, I would have gone to this, and I would have been like, yes, like that's the kind of shit now that
yeah,
my friends get
I just,
into.
Like, that's fine.
But I'm
like,
glad
just,
that we didn't go with them, because no, I think you would have been horrified.
I literally just would have been like, ah, like what the fuck. It's a giant penis.
I think you and Mackenzie would have been horrified by that. Brittany would have been horrified. Brittany would have fucking hated that
yeah,
shit. Like,
so funny.
She's not as into it as like
yeah,
I am.
Yeah, I'm just not a big naked gal. I just, yeah.
You'll get there.
Yeah, maybe one day.
I'm the same way, Gia.
It's also just like my own insecurities. I'm insecure about my 100%. Body, so then I get insecure about everything
completely,
else. Yeah.
Completely. So,
but I thoroughly enjoyed it. Coming from someone who gets awkward about that stuff, mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it. I didn't think it was weird at all.
It was tasteful.
It was so tasteful, mm-hmm. so beautiful. I thought mm-hmm. it was a lovely show, and I think it was very empowering.
It was. Yeah. It was. That's why I wanted to talk about it, because it was, yeah, it felt empowering.
It was
after
sexy.
That, we were like, these women are beautiful. We were with a bunch
baddies.
Of gay men, and they were like, are we straight?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like that vibe at the end.
Yeah, they were baddies.
Really funny. So that was good. And then, yeah, we already talked about Taylor possibly being at the Louvre. I just hope the best for her. Her next shows are in Stockholm. And the jacket will make its way there.
Yep.
I know we talked a little bit about the jacket on the
yeah.
other part of the
Sorry.
Show. It went to nights 3 and 4.
Yep.
Successfully, everything was all fine.
Thank God.
And I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I think
what
that's
else
it.
Happened? Anything else happen?
No. Sabrina Carpenter turned 25.
Oh my God! And she had that fucking hilarious cake.
Yeah.
cake with Leo. The no, don't turn 25. You're
yeah,
so sexy.
So
uh-huh.
funny. There's a video of her. She's like,
so
who did
funny.
This? Did you do this? So funny.
Hilarious. Barry was there. So was Ice Spice.
Yeah.
Ice Spice was at her birthday. I like that Ice Spice is really friends with all those people. Like,
someone said they
hilarious.
Thought it was Ariana Grande and Ethan Slater, and it was Sabrina Carpenter. Nice spice. So funny. So funny. Oh God.
Wait, speaking of Ariana Grande, I don't think I got to hype her up enough, because we recorded the Met Gala stuff before we saw all the clips and videos of her singing and like performing or whatever.
Mm.
Like, well, we only saw a couple. We didn't like see the extent of it. Ariana Grande is performing at the Met Gala afterwards was fucking insane.
Mm.
Like, on another level.
Yeah, she sounded
insane. I know we talked
insane.
About it a little bit. I just wanted to say it again.
No.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Proud of her.
I think she hasn't performed in forever, so people were like, oh.
Totally.
And then, like, when
do
she came back.
Do you think she has new PR? She has to, right? I think that whatever she's doing now is, like, it's all working for her.
Yeah, I wonder.
I think that she has new PR.
Yeah.
People
she
are
also,
saying that she's
I feel
out,
like
out from under Scooter's thumb is what people are mm. saying.
She's also, like, I feel like she kind of goes through, like, controversies, whatever, and then,
true.
Like, always comes out on the other side
and
better.
Is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
But, yeah, I need to go play charades.
Oh, shit. All right. So we will see you guys on Thursday.
Yeah.
All
love
right.
you guys.
Bye. Love you.